I want you to know today they tried the law. The law couldn't save nobody, brethren. Brother Doc, but I want you to know the Bible says we would have not known sin except the law would have said what, Brother Dave? Thou shalt not covet. The Bible says that. I didn't write that, Brother John. But the Bible says those who seek to justify themselves by the law has already fallen from grace. Today somebody said there's no falling from grace, brethren, today. The Bible says that. I didn't write it, Brother John. And those who seek to justify themselves by the law, Brother Ronnie, have already fallen from grace. And you know today, Brother Fred, there's people today that are still trying to, Brother Dave, to justify themselves, Brother Brian, by the law. But I want you to know there's no justification in the Mosaic law. Brother Ronnie said the Ten Commandments are still in effect today just as much as they ever was. But I want you to know John was preaching about this man that was going to come, Brother John. Somebody said John didn't know that this man was going to come. Yes, he did. Because he'd been preaching of him. But I want you to know, Brother Lon, that Christ today was going to come along about 6 months later, Brother Dave, than John did. But I want you to understand, they begin to ask John, are you the light, John? No, I'm not the light, but I'll tell you what I've come to do. I've come to bear witness of the light, brethren, not just the light, but the true light, Brother John. Yes, today, brethren, I want you to understand today. Yes, today, Brother Fred, I said, I'm not the light, but I come to bear witness of the light. That'll do what, brethren? The light with what, Brother Junior? How many men will it lighten, brethren, today, Brother John? Yes, today, I want you to know, Brother John, the light will do what? Brother Jim, the light will what? And will light of every man that cometh into the world. And Brother Fred today. Yes, today, brethren, I'm not worried, brother. Brother John, that the light won't shine to my son. I'm not worried that it won't shine to yours. And Brother Lonnie. Yes, brother. But the Bible says, take heed unto the light, brethren, and that do one that shine were in a dark place, and the light shined in darkness, comprehended it not, brethren, and today. Brother Jim, when the light shined to me, brethren, I knew who it was. I didn't have to go ask, Brother Fred, was that Jesus? And no, brethren, because I never heard a man like that, Brother Dave. When the light shined to me, brethren, what did it bring, brethren? It brought condemnation, and Brother Junior. But I want you to know, when I began to follow that light, Brother Carl, the same light that brought condemnation, and today, oh, Brother John, it began to lead me somewhere, did it not? Where was it leading you to? It was leading me to Jesus, brethren, the rock that's higher than I am. And I began to follow that light, brethren, and I'd follow a little way, and Brother John, and Satan went on my heel everywhere I went, Brother Day. He'd say to me, hey, you know you don't want to follow that because you're going to miss out on all the fun and you're not going to get to do anything, Brother John. But I kept following the light, brethren, that was shining before me. And you know what? That light led me somewhere, Brother John. Oh, Brother Brother John. It led you down to the barn lot that day. Did it not? And you know what? And you saw that light, did you not? I want you to know the same light, Brother John, that Saul saw coming down. Brother Paul, is the same light that I saw, Brother, today. Oh, Brother, if there had been a different light, there had been a different God, Brother, but the same light that shined, Brother Corby down, that Saul saw, I saw too, Brother, and you know what, and I was just as blind as Saul was, Brother, today, I was just as dumb of hearing as Saul was, Brother John. Oh, Brother John, but that day when I caught at a mile marker 146, I saw like I'd never saw before, and I heard like I'd never heard before today. Oh, Brother Terry, what did you see, Brother? The Bible said, what did you come out to see, Brother Junior? Just a reed shaking in the wind. What did you come out to see? Brother John, I saw something that day, Brother Dave, that I've never saw before, because I saw the glory of Jesus, Brother Carl. Oh, Brother Kenny, I saw the moving hand of God, and I saw, Brother John, the world like I never saw it before. Brother Fred, I saw the little birds, and I heard them sing like I'd never heard them before. Had the birds changed, Brother Junior? No. Had anything else changed, Brother John? Oh, no, Brother Carl, there was a different man looking at them. Brother John, I'll bet you that had anything else changed, Brother John. Oh, no, Brother Carl, there was a different man looking at them. Brother John, I'll bet you them cattle looked different that day to you. And I want you to know, Brother Fred, I become a different man, Brother, today. Oh, Brother Lon, what made you different, Brother Junior? The grace of God had been shed abroad in my heart, Brother, and made me a child of the King. Brother Kenny, ain't it good to be a child of the King, Brother John, today? Oh, Brother Ronnie, today, ain't it good, Brother Fred, that we can dwell together here and be like one, Brother? I want you to know there was a brother here a long time ago who used to be a sister moderator, and he said there was all kinds of doors up there and all kinds of many rooms, and his room was the brightest of all, Brother Junior. I don't believe that, Brother, Brother Kenny. Oh, Brother Fred, I want you to know, and the Bible said, today, yes, and in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also today. Oh, where are we with Him, Brother John? We're with Him right here and right now. Right here and right now.
Right.
I'm not waiting on that.
Right.
Now, I felt good, and just all of a sudden, it's gone. I don't know.
Hey.
So, I don't you to know that Jesus knows His business. He don't need me. I'm like Brother Ronnie said. There's people running around all over this world. Well, Jesus got to have me. I hear them on television, Brother John. Well, you know God, He's got to have me to preach His gospel. Let me tell you something. God don't need me like I've got to have Him. I hear it all the time, Brother Corbett. You know God's got to have me. You know what I'm saying? I hear it all the time, Brother Jim. God's got to have me. I've got to do this. If you do this willingly, if you do it willingly, Brother Carl, that's good for you. There's a reward laid up for you. But if you're not, and then not, Brother. It's not good, Brother. It's not good. So, don't let me get to the point that I think it's because of me. Because I stand as your moderator, that doesn't make me your dictator. It's not me, brethren. God don't need me, but I sure need Him. I sure need Him. And I'm going to tell you something. God don't need me to be here every week, but I want to be here every week. God don't... When Brother John's dead and gone, this church will go on. When I'm dead and gone, this church will go on. When you get to thinking that you're the church, you're in bad shape, Brother Dave. You're in bad shape. When you get to thinking this church won't move on without you, you're messed up. There's something wrong with your thinking, brother. There's something wrong with you. When you get to thinking that, somebody said, well, you had bad thoughts come in your mind. You'll have bad thoughts come to your mind, tell you all kinds of things, Sister Kim. But I want you to know something today. If God is not the head of the house is no good. The house is no good. If God is not the head of this church, then we're wasting our time. Let's go home and quit. That's the way I feel about it, Brother Kenny. That's the way I feel about it. If I'm the head of this church, then it's the wrong thing.
That's right, wrong head.
If Brother Junior's the head of this church, it's the wrong thing. If God is not the head of this church, we call the Little Jewel Church, then Brother Dave, we might as well quit and go to the house. That's the way I feel about it. May God bless you. We're going to sing.
42.